My little idea that I had, which I mentioned in my Cut Up the Cathay video earlier this week, was that Hong Kong should recognize Taiwan. See, a lot of people are going to say, "What? Wait, hold on." Here, I've always got an unconventional way of looking at things. And I've said that, boy, I think, no, that was in the Encore this week, talking about Trump not going after Iran. I tell you, I had a really random dream about Trump. I was with him in some office, some nice carpeted office somewhere. It could have been the White House. I don't know. This is my dream. And I haven't been watching him in the news much. And I was there with him, and he was busy working on stuff. I mean, he wasn't wasting time. And all of a sudden, a small bomb blew up. And he looked at his thumb, and he looked under his thumbnail. He said, "Oh, they've sabotaged the room." Something like they've snuck an explosive device underneath my thumbnail. And so he saw it, he knew what it was, and he started peeling this thing off of his thumbnail. And he says, the way to sterilize it, to heal the wounds, and to stop it from going off is ketchup. And so he grabbed ketchup and started pouring ketchup on his thumb, like he was busy and he knew how to do this. And then he gave ketchup to me and said, "Here, you've got the same, that's what's on your thumb. Okay, now let's get back to work." And it's like, how did, I mean, it was really, dreams are weird and wild. But there were other things in the dream, like weird, strange sneak attacks against him and everybody else. And every single one of them, he recognized it and he knew this weird, off-the-wall, unconventional way to solve it. Like he knew his home remedies that were better than pharmacy. Like, anyhow, that was the dream. I just thought it was interesting. And I had that dream before he called off what was happening with Iran. So I'm not going to say that it means anything. I'm not going to add the hamburger helper and try to interpret the dream. It was just an interesting dream that I had, that he knew how to navigate his way through problems. Usually the way that leads to success is not the way that seems like it would succeed to most people. Napoleon having loose control of his army, as I talked about yesterday. I don't want to glorify Napoleon, but you can learn from anyone. He was a very strong military leader. He was doing something right. I mean, bad guys don't take over the world by being idiots. There's something that they know they're doing, and the wise would be wise to learn from them, at least on some level, to understand at least. So, having a loose, softly controlled military, as Napoleon did, might seem foolish to some people, but it worked. And that's one of the big problems we have in our world is that people are so programmed by whatever, family, culture, school, maybe. I think in Asia that's a bigger problem, but for whatever reason, people think, okay, the doctor in the white coat is going to help me, and if I need to have a college education or I'm going to be homeless and on the street, and like there are these certain things that are true always forever, and if I don't do things this way, then it's not going to work. Well, it doesn't always. That's not always true. And sometimes the way that we're programmed to think things are going to work are actually the way they're going to fail. And maybe it's malicious and someone's trying to do this. Maybe not. Maybe it's just, stupid people in large numbers developing a culture and teaching it to their kids. That can happen. But the way that works is not going to be known to most of the masses. It's not going to seem just like normal, brilliant culture to most people. You just have to be ready for that. And so, Hong Kong is asking for, they want, what do they call it? Equal suffrage. They want representation in the government. They want Carrie Lam to step down, their CEO. Hong Kong has a CEO, not a president. And they want this extradition law to be totally removed, discussion closed, totally shut down. That's what they want. But that might not be enough. What they need to do is call for Hong Kong to recognize Taiwan. If the Hong Kongers really want help from the West, and if we in the West really truly want Hong Kong to change, you can't just ask for a little tiny bit, a little tiny small piece. Sometimes if you ask for something too small, you're not going to get any attention. Sometimes the way to get what you want is to ask for just a little bit. Sometimes that's going to fail. And the only way to get what you want is to ask for a whole lot. And if you ask for a lot, sometimes you're actually going to get all of it. And if you don't ask for a lot, you're going to get nothing. So sometimes, and I think this is one of those times, the real way to give Hong Kong its liberation, to give Hong Kong freedom, equal suffrage, whether it stays under China or someone else, but you know, or itself, probably unlikely it'll stay under itself. It's just too small. But you know, I mean, anything can happen. It's just, it really looks like it's going to belong to Hong Kong and that there's going to be a mini war with China. And that shortly after that, Hong Kong's going to go back to Britain. I mean, if China lost and was forced to make concessions, Britain would have every single right to say, you broke your promise. Hong Kong's ours and we're not leasing. It's just ours forevermore, period. The legal basis for that is already in place. So, you know, and England is really good at letting little brother rich America fight all their wars for them. They did that in World War II. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying how the world works. So Hong Kong, if we really want to see Hong Kong reach a state where it's free, we need to push for Hong Kong to recognize and normalize relations with Taiwan, because China would never accept that. And so if you have the justice for the Taiwanese by way of normalizing relations with Hong Kong, that would level out the injustice that China's been doing to its neighbors, and it would wake up the international community, and the people inside China would learn that something's happening, and it'd be so drastic that China's propaganda machine and censorship machine would not be able to control what was happening inside of China, and the people inside of China would begin to know the truth. So yes, the solution really to the Hong Kong problem is for countries to ask Hong Kong to recognize Taiwan or put pressure on it or say, okay, you're doing this extradition bill thing with China and we don't trust you for going that far. You're not listening to your people. And the only way you're going to trust us again is if you recognize Taiwan. We're breaking ties with you, Hong Kong, and we're recognizing officially Taiwan. You want to be back in the group? You got to recognize Taiwan officially. If countries did that, that would stir the soup so that it doesn't stick to the bottom. That would force China to act and concede, or which it never would, either concede or act too early. So anyhow, that's my opinion. The thing to push for is for Hong Kong to officially recognize Taiwan. If Hong Kong gets to the point where it recognizes Taiwan, these other matters will automatically be dealt with in a single day. If Hong Kong's government, if the people in the state, the situation, the status, the government of Hong Kong reaches a place where it recognizes Taiwan, it will be at such a good place that it will automatically, very quickly, very easily solve these other problems in a single night. All right. I want to look here and see if there was anything else. No, I might do a feature Friday. We'll see. See, I've teased you. Now I kind of have to do one. We'll see. I'll see you tomorrow.